This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I'm sure that you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. All right, let's get back into this 24/7, 360 66? 67? No, who's counting, right, the number of days in a year any longer? It just blends together. It's just one big year. It's a perpetual year. We no longer can say it's 365 in a year. Listen, I'm banning any notion of how the Earth orbits the sun. Copernicus? Who's that guy? Anyway, welcome to the show, but I'm just sort of being facetious. Doesn't it seem like we're just like that hamster in the cage on the spinning wheel with news? It just comes at you, and we're not making it up. It's we can't keep up with it coming in, so how can we be making it up, right? Think about it. Listen, this is what I don't understand. Well, I do understand. The fake news, folks, those guys that are making it up. Gosh, why? Why make it? You can't make you listen. It comes out stranger. I mean, this is the problem with the fake news. It comes out looking like a Hollywood production. And you say, that's just... Because if you really stay on top of what the news is happening with, I mean, all the stuff in the news, there is a flow to it. I mean, there's a flow and some sensibility and some truth behind all of it when it's being reported properly. And the fake news comes in, yeah, here's fake news. And it's kind of like, what was that all about? That was kind of a little blurb into the miasma of the news and information. So it just doesn't quite congeal in the head. It's sort of like that insane in the membrane business. Insane in the membrane. Okay, so anyway, Donald Trump. Yes, the man that is of the hour that the media is trying to just excoriate. But, you know, that's why he's a president, right? He needs to be excoriated. And certainly this thing that's in Charlotte, this whole racial thing that happened on Saturday, has really got everybody in a dither. Panties are in bunches all over the nation, wherever you go. That's a whole different visual, isn't it? Anyway, so this whole thing about the media going after Donald Trump, we should not think of it as anything new or, I'm shocked they're throwing the race card. And we covered this in the last hour. This is what their game is to play the race card. We know that. When in doubt, play the race card. It'll always work for you. That's the way they look. And I said in the last hour, I think people are getting a little bit tired because now everybody's a racist. If you're white, you're racist. Of course, naturally. And they've equated, this is kind of interesting. They've equated the whole notion of being white as the only slave masters in the world, which is totally untrue. Now you say, well, we don't have slavery any longer in the United States. And I say, really? Really? We don't? Let's think about what we don't have in the United States that you might want to not even think of as slavery. We have people that are being bought and sold and brought to this country by the thousands. That's not slavery? And they're coming across the border as illegal immigrants. And the last president, wholesale, was bringing in people like from Somalia by the hundreds, by the thousands. And they're being placed in communities. And where'd they come from? Well, you know, a lot of these people, did they want to come to America? Or were they forced to get on the airplanes and fly over here? And who paid for them? And where did that money go? Where did that money go? Do you ever think of that? Somebody paid for those people to come to America. A lot of those people didn't want to come to America. They didn't know what was going on. A lot of them don't speak English. A lot of them don't have a clue. That's what we find out. Children without their parents, by the hundreds of thousands of them, coming across the southern border, bought and paid for. Parents oftentimes in Central and South America willing to take money for their children. Cartels buying and selling children, turning them into gangsters, forcing young kids to murder adults. MS-13, anyone? And then what do they do? Well, because they're murderous children and they've been raised up as murderous children, they're bringing them across the border and putting them in foster care agencies in America. Who paid for that child? The child was bought and sold. First of all, the person, the coyotes, who bring them across the border, $7,000 to $10,000 per head. They bring them across the border, they get money. Then when they come across the border, they get placed in various charities, various religious organizations, feed, shelter, and clothe them, and educate them. Well, but planted with the seed of being a murderous MS-13 child, what do they grow up into? And depending upon the age, what I mean, when they're brought over, they might be early teens, and they figure out the best way they can strengthen themselves is by forming their own gang. So they start recruiting kids. I mean, so has slavery left America? No, it hasn't. It's still here. Slavery's as big as ever in America. Sex slaves, children being used as sex slaves. It's a big business in America. So when you talk about the Confederacy, when you talk about the South, when you talk about Donald Trump, when you talk about white racism and whites because of slavery, you better start looking around at what's happening in our lifetime right now in America. And the slave trade, as I call it and have been calling it for years on this radio show, the trafficking in human flesh and slavery is beyond the pale, which is exactly what President Barack Hussein Obama did for years. And now we have all these encampments around the country. Let's take Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, big housing complexes over there, Somalis brought in and just dropped off. Who bought and paid for those Somalis? Why were they brought in? Well, clearly to change the vote around. They're all going to be Democratic voters in a Republican state. Goes on in California all the time, doesn't it? Who bought and paid for those illegal immigrants coming across the California border? The cartels. They get the money, the coyotes. They get the money. MS-13, anyone? Interesting, I heard in Ohio, they're starting to bust MS-13 in Ohio. And you've heard me talk about this because when I was engaged with the schools and so on, I was a gang expert. People would call me from around the country. In fact, Ohio was a state that did. And I was listening today and just shocked that that statement coming out of the police were saying, well, some people don't even know we have MS-13 here. You know, the first time I heard about MS-13 and other gangs in Ohio was in 1998. There's something wrong, isn't there? It's called denial. But you know, what we do here is we drag you from one dot to the next, kicking and screaming. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, Donald Trump and everybody else on the planet. That's what it is. He's making the media more angry for a reason. And they're going to get angrier yet because more facts are going to come out about what the other side of this whole issue is all about. This is Hannity and Newt Gingrich.
Do you think things have gotten worse or better since you took office?
I think they've gotten better or the same. Look, they've been frayed for a long time. And you can ask President Obama about that because he'd make speeches about it. But I believe that the fact that I brought in, it will be soon, millions of jobs. You see where companies are moving back into our country. I think that's going to have a tremendous positive impact on race relations. And I'll tell you, we're spending a lot of money on the inner cities. We're fixing the inner cities. We're doing far more than anybody's done with respect to the inner cities. It's a priority for me.
That was the president earlier today addressing this week's violence in Charlottesville and the overall state of race relations in the U.S. We continue more with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, I watch the media that is just so openly hostile to him. It doesn't seem to matter anymore what he's going to say or do, and you have made this point many times in this program. But there's a pretty profound point there. If you look at the Obama years, I've given the statistics many times, 50 million Americans in poverty, 50 million on food stamps, 13 million more on food stamps after Obama, 8 million more in poverty after Obama, lowest labor participation rate. We now have 1 million new jobs. And what I hear the president saying is we fix the economy. We create an opportunity society. If we build in job creation and create wealth in a prosperity society, it goes a long way if every American has their shot at the American dream. Does that help race relations in America?
Well, look, I think you want to draw a distinction. I think that for the average African American, a better job, a safer neighborhood, a better school, greater opportunity to have a better future, I think that does help, and I think it helps bring us together as a people. On the other hand, there is an entire block of people now who want to use racism and left-wing ideology to deliberately, consciously split us. Now, many of these are in the elite media. They're doing it quite deliberately, and we have to have the guts to take them head on. And we have to point out that, it was not President Trump's policies that led 4,000 people to get shot in Chicago last year. It wasn't President Trump's policies that have made Baltimore a nightmare in terms of people getting killed. What you've had is a decay in this country under left-wing policies that has led to dramatic depth of poverty, dramatic collapse of the law in some inner cities, and a sense of helplessness.
Really? A sense of helplessness. That's true. That's true. You go to any inner city area, talk to anybody down there, that's exactly what you have. Let's take a look at Los Angeles, parts of California. Open ghettoization in California. Is there any wonder people are desperate in California? There's more desperation in a state like California, which has all the ability to have all the wealth in the world if it's handled correctly, if it's governed properly. They can get rid of the scourge of poverty in California, but so can all the other places. If they're given the right governmental structure driven by the Constitution.
I think Trump is the first real opportunity to begin to turn all of that around, starting by going after these renegade cities that refuse to get illegal criminals out of the city and refuse to cooperate with the federal government.
Let me, you know, I'm not finished fake news. And the president calling out the media repeatedly today, when he said it, I just openly laughed out loud because they are so hostile towards him. And they, you know, all the times that he said, everything that he said about white supremacy and the people responsible for hatred this weekend, it has no impact on them. They actually were trying to make the case after he made the comments on fake news. Oh, he just repudiated everything that he's been saying all weekend. And I'm like, no, he didn't.
Right. Well, look, I you made a point earlier that I really almost wanted to get into in the first segment, and that is what you the reason Obama was consistently wrong when he would get into these kind of problems is he took the view of the elite media, which is just wrong. The reason Trump is going to turn out to be right, and as I said, it's the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, which has said he's right. They didn't say he's right, but they said it is correct to say that the violence in Charlottesville was on both sides. Now, Trump, because he doesn't rely on the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS News, Trump is actually looking at reality. He's getting real reports from the Department of Justice, and he's also using his head. I mean, he's using common sense. And I think it's important to recognize that the elite media is in a frenzy to undermine him and, if possible, drive him from office.
Yep. And you know, listen, I got to tell you, I am not 100% fan of Newt Gingrich for a lot of different reasons. I got my reasons about this, but he is absolutely spot on in his assessment here about Trump, the frenzied media at this point. I mean, it's over the top what's happening. One of the news agencies, and we're going to bring this up, it's actually up on our website in the today's news portion. 100% coverage yesterday of, I mean, this is a national broadcast. 100% broadcast was 100% dedicated to Donald Trump and the hatred, spewing direct hate.
And what really is a news media coup against the people of the United States who have elected him president. He's supposed to get 4 years in office, even if CNN doesn't like it or MSNB doesn't like it. But they're going to do everything they can to isolate him, drive him down, and try to destroy him.
All right, Mr. Speaker, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
There it is. That, I mean, of course, we've been talking about this for years, that the Americanist being beat down for 8 years under Obama, and now they're in the end game, so to speak, for the leftovers and the holdovers in the Obama administration. So they're losing ground from the government standpoint, from being in the government. There's fewer and fewer of them. Now, there's still a lot of them, and they're going to do a lot of damage. And there's going to have to be a lot of sussing out. And by the way, you can't necessarily blame Trump yet. If there's not some investigation for X, Y, and Z under the Obama administration coming out in your local town. Because the administration that's there is still deep state stuff. This operation in Charlottesville is nothing more than deep state. This is pure and simple. It's an operation, military-style operation, that clearly is using the media. With manipulations of the media. And CNN is right there in front of it. The Communist News Network. Van Jones crying on TV yesterday. I mean, my God. Then you had these other lackeys that were on Fox this morning. They were black. And they were taking the cue, in my opinion, from Van Jones. Cry and get sympathy that way. And they had, listen, I don't fault what they were saying. I fault the fact that they were following Van Jones and taking, it's obvious what they were doing. It's obvious. You have to call these things up when you see them. They're trying to pull your hearts and, I mean, you know what they're trying to do. Get the sympathy thing going on. But that, to me, shows the proof of the collusion that is going on. The racial collusion, the racist statements that are being made are the race guard being played right in front of your face. And it's almost impossible to deny it at this point. Well, some people will. Not here. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. I alluded to the MS-13 gang situation at the beginning of the hour. In Ohio. Now, for years, years and years, and since 2000 actually, I have talked about gangs and their spread across the nation. Seeing it when I was an educator, when I was an administrator, principal, superintendent, I was talking about on the radio, Inside Education Show, and about how devastating and bad and nasty these gangs are. You know, having, you know, grown up in Southern California, having been around gangs as an administrator, as a school as a teacher, at the whole nine yards, watching gangs explode in the 80s, watching the whole takeover of communities in Southern California by gangs, I became quickly wedded in understanding what the gangs were. I became a specialist, actually, over the years as a school administrator in understanding gangs. I mean, I can't tell you how many seminars I've either presented at or been at, been trained at, about gangs and gangs. And then the practical aspect of gangs, which can be quite dangerous, I might add. So in my travels, my sojourn, so to speak, as a school administrator, people would call me. And it was interesting. One contact leads to another. You know how it is. I'd get people calling me from Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia even. Years ago, in the 90s, in early 2000s. And want to know about various gangs. And one of them was MS-13. And I can remember Ohio and Pennsylvania were two states that I had calls from. Law enforcement, school officials, so on. And just, you know, having casual conversations. And it always kind of came down to the denial thing about gangs being in your community. Now, so this is why this is important. Because this clip I'm going to play for you is about this situation that's gone on in Ohio. Now, this it absolutely sent me through the roof when I heard this today. Because I can tell you, years ago, it had to have been the late 90s, early 2000s, I had a conversation in those states with some law enforcement people and school people and talked about gangs and how they come. And I knew, like everyone else, they all kind of go through this phase. Well, you know, we talked to the guy. Yeah, we check. We don't have any gangs here. He's in California. He doesn't know what it's like here in, you know, Ohio or whatever about the gangs. We don't have gangs. So that's why I just, here it is, 2017. I mean, anyway, listen to this report. It's from Fox News. A report about Ohio MS-13.
Our young people, we are targeting you. We're coming after you.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions following through on his promise to take down the international gang MS-13. This week, a major bust in Ohio and Indiana nabbed more than a dozen gang members as part of a criminal crackdown all across the country. Joining us right now is someone who played a major role in the bust, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Ohio, Benjamin Glassman. Ben, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this bust.
So yesterday's enforcement action, our federal agencies, the FBI, ICE, working together with local partners, Franklin County Sheriff and Columbus Police Department, arrested 13 people. Two people additionally are fugitives. 10 of them were charged by federal indictment, and 5 others were charged by a criminal complaint with federal offenses.
How big a problem is MS-13 in your neck of the woods?
Well, I mean, we believe we have and are working to eradicate a clique or local organization of MS-13 based out of Columbus. So this is an extremely violent gang, and anywhere that it exists is a problem. That said, Steve, I think that there are probably plenty of people in Columbus who didn't know that MS-13 was here before.
Oh, God. That's my point. You didn't know that MS-13 was there. And I'll tell you why. You just were in denial. So here we go. We're going to drag Columbus from one dot to the next, kicking and screaming through their denial that they've got MS-13. Listen, these guys have been there for years. For years. Years and years. They've known about it. They're in denial about it. And the first thing you have to do to address this problem is get past the denial and say, okay, what can we do to stop this? It's been allowed to go, of course, through the Obama administration. They want this here. This is the whole operational aspect by the globalists to destroy America, is by bringing in MS-13. Remember the slave trade. These young kids have been brought here years ago and embedded into these communities, and they're killers. And my heart breaks because they're kids that were taught to kill when they're 7, 8, and 9 years old as a way of life and lifestyle. You tell me about slavery today in America, all you need to do is look at MS-13.
for yesterday, but for those people and communities who were being extorted by its members, it was a very big problem.
Absolutely. So, Ben, what's the next step in the investigation?
Well, the investigation is ongoing. So, although we literally remove from the streets those folks who we believe to be the leaders of the organization in Columbus, we are continuing to investigate other possible members and associates of the Columbus MS-13 clique, as well as other possible crimes that they or others may have committed.
Listen, Gonzo, it's not a clique. This isn't a high school thing. They're gangs. And they're gang members, Gonzo.
And to the extent that we identify those members and to the extent that we develop evidence beyond a reasonable doubt of other crimes, we will bring those cases forward as well.
You know, Ben, as I'm looking at the data regarding this, the indictment dates back to 2010.
No. No, 2010 that goes back. See what I mean? 2010.
So this has been a problem in your district for a while. Has there been the same kind of concerted effort to eradicate MS-13 then, during the last administration, as there is now?
Yeah, so I actually think the indictment dates back to 2010. I actually think MS-13 probably had a presence in Ohio going back perhaps even a decade prior to that.
Okay. No. Is that the decade you're talking about when you're calling Paul Preston for information about MS-13? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think? And what did they do about it then? What? Nothing. They allowed it to grow, and now they've got a problem, and the problem is really big. Much bigger than they anticipated.
Okay.
We began our investigation here in December of 2015, so we did have the support of the prior administration working on this case, and Attorney General Sessions has made it clear that we have his full and complete support in working to eradicate MS-13.
Well, terrific. It is a terrible group, and it is time, as the Attorney General and the President have said, to eradicate them from the United States. Benjamin C. Glassman, U.S. Attorney, Southern District of Ohio. Sir, thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, we got over the historical part of it. And again, it backs what I've been saying. They've known about it since well before the turn of the century. They knew it was there. They did nothing about it. And now they're killing people on the streets, and their children doing it, and their adults, the adult MS-13 people. If they're not in prison, they're on the streets doing it too. Big problem. Denial, 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 and slavery. That's what this is. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
MS-13. Do you have a gangster problem in your town? You probably do. They're everywhere now. This all started in the 90s. The proliferation of gangsters. Mostly Mexican gangs. Salvadoran, Central American and South American. Mostly Central and... Well, yeah. Mostly the Mexican gangs. The cartels, a lot of them centered out of Los Angeles, and being exported. A little bit different than what happened in Northern California, like up in San Francisco. These gangs proliferated, Sareños primarily, and the cartels distributed them all throughout the nation for obvious reasons. Now, you know, because they wanted to do their drug trades and all this other good stuff, but there's another bigger problem with that. The real export of gangs really began in the 90s. Let's talk about that for a second, because this is Agenda 21 radio after all, right? Let's go back to some seminal moments of Agenda 21, the United Nations plan to rule the world. It was in June 3rd through 14th, I believe, of 1992. A significant date in world history, because down in Rio de Janeiro, a whole bunch of people got together from the United Nations, and they said, oh, you know what? We're going to sign this accord, and it's all going to be about one world order, one world governance, and we're going to change the world. We're going to manage everything for human beings on the planet. No need, no muss, no fuss. You're just born, you're popped out, and we will tell you what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and why can't you do certain things? Why can you only do this, that, and the other? We're going to completely control every aspect of your life, from cradle to grave. And if you don't like it, too bad, because this is big government. This is deep state. This is the way it's going to be. Now, that's a little simplistic, but I think it's accurate about United Nations Agenda 21. So this plan comes together. You have George Bush make his speech about it. Nancy Pelosi bring in the President's Council on Sustainability, thus sealing the deal to go from, quote, soft law to hard law in the United States. It's all part of the plot But it's interesting, the folks that were down there in Rio de Janeiro, a lot of individuals down there in Rio de Janeiro that were quite, well, telling of the future, if you will. Jerry Brown of California was there, naturally. The wacko environmentalist that he is. No, he's the communist that he is, which I think, you know, we have to put that out there. So was his dad. They're very much linked to the Communist Party. What a strange thing that is, right? It's not strange. It explains what's going on now. But I'm saying this because it's not odd, because if you start looking at it from a strategic standpoint, in the 90s, all of a sudden, shazam, radical environmentalism is blooming under Bill Clinton. And the spread of gangs, Southern California style, Salvadoran style, MS-13, starts to spread throughout the United States. Communities, whole communities being taken over. Cartel action starts to really blossom all over the United States. Yeah, more and more cartels involved with just kind of like what's going on in the Philippines with President Duterte. I'm not a fan. Come on, the guy just slaughters people. But the people he's slaughtering are the cartel guys. Man, where do you stand on? You can't have one foot in and one foot out. You just have to denounce the guy. But that's who he's killing. We've gone through this. They're cartel members down there. Mexican stuff. Running with, guess who? ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Oh, yeah. Big problem in the Philippines. A big Catholic country. Big Christian country. But you've got the Islamic influence from not this, like the Indonesian type of, Islamic influence that's negative there. And they do have Indonesian-style Muslim religion being practiced there. But when you get into the Al-Qaeda variety, the Wahhabis, that's the problem. And now they're mixing it up, have been mixing it up. You know, Timothy McVeigh was trained to make bombs by who? And Subic Bay by who? Al-Qaeda. Paul. Yeah, you know, Oklahoma, 1995, April 19th. Which would have been April 20th in Indonesia, in the Philippines. Hey, I'm sorry, I just have to bring that one up. You know, the significance. That's Adolf Hitler's birthday. So Subic Bay became a big hotspot for Timothy McVeigh to learn how to make bombs. So you see, we've always had this sort of little connection going on. That was in the 90s. Well, yeah, it was, wasn't it? So you have the Islamic influence in Oklahoma. And, of course, what about the bombs? All the things that go on in Oklahoma. We studied that. We did a great piece on that. It took weeks, actually, to cover that whole situation that happened in Oklahoma City. And then we found out there's multiple bombs. There were operators there from Iraq that were helping to set the explosives. You know, this has all now come out. And what did Bill Clinton know, and when did he know it, right? And it was all blamed on guess who? That whole bombing thing. Guess who it was blamed on? White supremacists, of course. What's the linkage between white supremacists and Islamic terrorists? Because there is one. There is one. But the spread of gangsters in the 1990s, it was on. The 1990s, the spread of the gangsters. We'll be right back.
Two, one, one, zero.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And email me, paul@a21r.com. Now, Sundays, just Sunday afternoons, you can email me. Everybody does. That's kind of interesting phenomena. Now, this is like the third Sunday. This is actually probably the fourth, but the third one is kind of like, I mean, three Sundays ago, it's kind of like, why am I getting all these emails on Sunday? But I'm getting them. You know, we're not live on Sunday. Well, sometimes we are on the 12 to 3 show on KMYC, 1410 AM, the talk monster of Northern California. We're on from 12 to 3 in the afternoon, so you can pick us up there and get all kinds of, you know, it's usually, you know, the best of 3 hours of over the course of the week. You know, it's hard to pick the 3 hours that are the best ones because they're all so good, right? Yeah, you want to think that. There, you know, we are flawed like everybody else. There's no question about it. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about covered California to guarantee crony capitalism. Chris Street wrote an article about that. The poll numbers are in. 1 in 4 would follow President Trump till the end. 25%. Checking that one out. And we're going to talk about this networks, how much time they're spending on this whole Trump thing. See, Trump is good for the media, right? Been good for MSNBC and CBS, and because that's all they cover is Donald Trump. while his agenda moves quietly forward, which they don't want to have happen. I wonder why that's working, not in their best interest. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.